Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When does a person become a saint? Does he or she have to wait 5 years after his or her death to become a saint? Does someone have to prove that a miracle was performed in his or her name so that he or she can be designated a saint? The answers to these questions are as easy as any answers to Bible questions can be. I urge you to join me today in examining what the Scriptures say about saints. Will you resolve in your heart to accept what the Bible teaches on that topic? In his introduction to his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul addressed the church of God at Corinth to them who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Incidentally, the translators added the infinitive to be. It did not appear in the original text. The word called is not a verb, but a verbal adjective. That means the Christians at Corinth were not called to be saints. They were saints by calling. According to 2 Thessalonians 2:14, men and women are called by the gospel. When they accept the call to become saints, they are called saints, not called to be saints. The Greek hagios is translated holy as an adjective and saint as a noun. The Greek word is used 229 times in the New Testament and is rendered saint 62 times. A few passages from the epistles would show how the word saint is used in the New Testament. Paul was deeply concerned about the poor saints at Jerusalem. He told the Roman Christians, "But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make certain contributions for the poor saints at Jerusalem." Romans 15, 25 and 26. Paul admonished the Roman Christians, "Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them." Romans 16, 5. Did Paul go to Jerusalem to minister to dead people or to living saints? How much would a financial contribution aid the dead? The saints at Jerusalem were very much alive and in great need of food, clothing, and other necessities. And how do we salute people who are dead? Paul's second letter to the Corinthians discusses the need for the Corinthian saints to help the poor saints in Jerusalem. He used the Macedonian Christians as an example to motivate the Corinthians to give as they had planned. The Macedonians had given beyond their power because they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. 2 Corinthians 8:4. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. 2 Corinthians 9:1 and 12. These passages do not give the impression that Paul had dead people in mind when he wrote of helping the saints. He was urging Christians in Macedonia and in Achaia to help people who were alive but desperately in need of life's necessities. Can you get any other meaning from the word saints in these verses from Paul's epistles? It is significant that Paul addressed Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians to the saints in those cities. There is no hint that he thought the Christians in those cities would have to be dead at least 50 years to be made saints. They were saints at the time he wrote his letters to them. If they had been dead, how much would Paul's epistles have done for them? He gave instructions about the widows the church should help. She must be well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. 1 Timothy 5:10. Does anyone imagine that the widows had washed dead people's feet in preparation for burial? My friends, the word saint is too plain for any of us to misunderstand.